Hi, Adele. How was the show?
It was hilarious. You were in the other room. You heard. I heard the hilarity.
I heard a lot of laughing, but I didn't really hear what you guys were talking about.
Well, it was with Courtney Hameister, and literally, I think the hardest I laughed was when I realized that I had read her book.
Oh.
She sent me her book.
Right. We read it. It's quite good.
Yeah, it's great. That's why I had her on the show. So she's explaining this thing in the book, and I was like, wait, is it yellow? The book? I think it's in my bathroom. So Courtney Hameister wrote a book called Okay, Fine, Whatever, about anxiety and facing her fears.
I hope she's okay with it being bathroom reading.
Well, in the end.
I guess it doesn't matter.
It can't possibly.
Can't possibly matter.
We're all in this together.
But yeah, so she spent a year running around, like doing things because they scared her. Or I should say, stopped not doing things because they scared her.
Right. And she didn't do things like jump out of airplanes and stuff. She just did, like, she went to a sensory deprivation tank. And she's claustrophobic and doesn't like being alone with her own thoughts and a lot of things like that, like mm-hmm. for reals. And then she took a fellatio class.
A class?
Yeah, that was money I left on the table, by the way, because in the middle of that sentence.
I'm in the wrong business.
Well, she said, I took a fellatio class and I dated polyamorously. And so I missed an opportunity to say, let's back up. What is that class? It was one of those situations.
Stamp collecting.
It's stamp collecting. And so because she dated polyamorously, that was one of the chapters that I read that I remembered. And it made me buy She Comes First.
Oh, right.
The book about oral sex.
Right.
That I was hoping would give me some sort of fun facts that I could put in the romance novel.
Oh, right.
So and far, it's just been, what is he doing? What should he, how should it feel? What's up? A lot of that.
Is it made you like I am about games where I'm like, well, this is fun, but let's talk about how he did that. Let's talk about the game design here.
The game design of oral sex.
Mm-hmm.
It is a blow by blow.
Ba-doom. That's anyway, why I love you. I love you because you're always writing.
I'm always writing. Courtney Hameister's book, though, and it was fascinating because we talked about a lot of different how to deal with anxiety and how she deals with it. And I don't people sometimes it doesn't work when the dorkdom is something like that. Mm-hmm. But she, because she wrote the book, she had a lot of anecdotes and a lot of even more current anecdotes that aren't in the book. So people should get the book if they like a book.
Yeah.
And people who listen to The Dork Forest often enjoy a book.
It's true. You guys are pretty bookish.
We're bookish. Anyway, listen up.